Dr. Cindy here with the Essential Therapies Podcast, and thanks for joining me with this quick check-in. I was just reminded earlier today of one of my favorite stories from a while back on a patient that just taught me so much, and I will call her Janet. She was in a very serious accident on vacation, so she was out in Arizona vacationing with her family, and they were in an accident where someone who was quite intoxicated hit them head on, and their SUV did a couple of rollovers, and luckily everyone was okay for the most part. Of course, they had some minor injuries, but Janet had a significant trauma to her knee. And the interesting thing was, I met her about 6 weeks after the accident. She'd been through all the traditional medical testing, and they didn't find anything really wrong with her knee, which is what was kind of the most amazing part. And no torn cartilage, nothing broken, but her knee was basically frozen. And she was not able to bear weight on it. She came in, I remember her coming in a wheelchair, and the leg was elevated. And when I did assessment, found that she could only move her knee a total of 11 degrees, which is not much at all. So we, you know, traditionally started working with her with exercise and movement. And I was very new to myofascial release at the time, but had a few years of experience. So I was doing myofascial release all over her leg and her knee especially. And we just weren't getting a lot of progress. And about 4 weeks or so into seeing her, the weather started getting better, and she came in one day with shorts on, and I noticed while I was working on her that it was her right leg that was involved, that her left leg, she had shaved her legs and she had painted her toenails, but her right leg, her involved leg, she appeared to not even have touched it. So she did not shave the leg, the toes were not painted. And it dawned on me at that moment that she had kind of rejected her leg. And we had this wonderful conversation about it. And I'm like, Janet, what is the deal here? And she, when I pointed out that she had not taken care of her right leg the way she did her left, she just had this shocked look on her face. And she's like, well, I don't know. And I said, okay. It kind of dawned on me then why I was feeling the energy was really lacking in that leg. And I encouraged her to take a moment and to be grateful for the fact that her leg was still there, that she didn't have any broken bones. There was obviously trauma here, but her leg was intact, and to invite her leg back to her body, so to speak. And she was supposed to go home and shave the leg and paint her toenails before she came in the next time. And we were going to start therapy with this new invited leg. And so the next time she arrived, sure enough, everything was together, both legs shaved and nails painted, and it was unbelievable, even that session, how much further we got. And in the next few weeks after that, she quickly was able to get rid of her cane and any assistive device. She started using stairs at home. It was remarkable. So at that point in time, we realized, wow, you need to be present in this leg. And she was really grateful to have her leg really in the shape that it was, because not long after that, she got herself back to hiking and visiting Arizona and being very active. So I guess the point of the story is you just never know what's really going to make an effect. And bringing that love to your body, bringing your body back in and being grateful for all that we have might be just exactly the first step that you need for the rest of your healing. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me.